Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're talking markets with Daryl in just a moment.
For 25 years, abandoned well sites left from a bygone era have been voluntarily cleaned up by today's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners.
If you qualify, there is no expense whatsoever to the landowner. It's completely free.
It far exceeded anything I even dreamed of. I would do it again in a minute.
Learn more about the industry's ongoing commitment at oerb.com/restoration.
Wheat farmers looking to bring an all-out blitz against rye and other tough weedy grasses? Then put Double Stop CL Plus on your team. OSU researchers teamed with BASF to develop this Clearfield variety that offers two genes of herbicide resistance. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and at harvest, Double Stop CL Plus delivers huge results in the most difficult environments.
Check out Double Stop CL Plus and all other Oklahoma State developed varieties at OSU Wheat Variety Field Tours in May. Locations and details at okgenetics.com.
Joining us today, Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, it seems like everybody is talking about the weather these days. We've had a lot of moisture in our neck of the woods and obviously a lot of rain in the Corn Belt where we're hoping they'll be able to plant a big corn crop and keep feed cost obviously down for our producers. Daryl, what's your take when it comes to all the rain and our cattle markets?
You know, in Oklahoma, obviously, we have had a lot of rain. We've got a lot of wet, sloppy conditions that are a management headache for producers. We've had some localized flooding that may be an issue a little bit more seriously for some of these guys. But most of that's at the management level. You know, we've got prospects for lots of forage, but we need some warmer weather. It's going to be hard to put up hay if it stays this wet. So those are challenges. Grazing out wheat's a little bit of a challenge in this kind of mud. But, you know, then in a little broader context for cattle markets, feedlots around the country are really dealing with a lot of wet, sloppy conditions, probably impacting performance somewhat, but certainly is, again, a management issue for those operations to deal with this. And then the final consideration that I think livestock producers want to keep in mind is simply that, you know, from a crop standpoint, we're way behind on planting corn so far this year. We go another 10 days or 2 weeks without significant progress in planting corn, and we could start to see some weather markets really impact those, you know, corn prices, at least as a weather threat. And so that may change some of our feed purchases and make us really pay more attention to that crop market than we have for quite some time.
Daryl, just a few weeks back, we had the terrible flooding north of us, especially up into Nebraska. I know we lost a lot of cattle, still trying to get our arms around exactly what the overall death loss is. What are you hearing?
Well, you know, I haven't heard any recent numbers. I'm sure there's still a lot of tallying going on. But, you know, I think we recognize now that we probably didn't lose as many cattle directly in the floods as perhaps we first thought. But there were certainly losses, and those are important to the operations, probably not big enough by themselves to really impact markets overall in terms of the direct losses. When you add to that the blizzards and the winter weather, we had a whole series of storms. There were additional losses in that. Some of those were calves because it fell on calving season for some of these folks. So again, there were losses. I doubt that most of those losses still add up, even when you combine the two, add up to enough numbers to directly impact the market, particularly since it was spread out over different kinds of cattle and so on. But all of that said, we'll see some impacts in the market for some time to come yet.
Daryl, for our cattle producers here closer to home, what do you see when it comes to the balance of May and June for these yearlings and stockers?
Well, you know, those weather impacts played a big role in the year to date for cattle markets, but we followed a pretty seasonal pattern. Most everything in terms of feeder and fed cattle prices moved up through the first quarter to a peak. Fed cattle prices pretty clearly have peaked here in the last part of April, and we've dropped pretty sharply here in the last 10 days or so, reflecting that seasonal peak for the most part. Feeder cattle prices, the lightweight feeder cattle, the calves, peaked and it appear to be coming down somewhat seasonally. The bigger feeder cattle have been a little softer recently. I think that's largely a weather impact as well, but they should actually hold fairly steady and then sort of grind their way to a seasonal peak that will happen later in the summer.
As for beef demand?
Well, I think beef demand has continued to look very good, in terms of domestic markets in particular. Box beef prices also put in a seasonal peak in April. A lot of that reflected strong buying for getting ready for the summer grilling season, ready for the Memorial Day weekend. Most of that buying takes place a month to 6 weeks ahead of time, and that's past now, so we're also seeing that market drop off. We've seen box beef prices drop pretty sharply recently, but that's a seasonal thing. It's a combination of that initial wave of buying is completed at this point, and also the fact that we're seeing seasonally larger cattle slaughter and beef production as we go through May and into June. So there's some supply pressure seasonally that's weighing on the market a little bit.
Dr. Darrell Peel, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch on May 13th for their 4th annual Meeting Demand Bull Sale at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas, selling 170 bulls and 275 bred commercial females, including the complete cow herd dispersal of longtime Gardner customer Yolo Ranch. Visit GardnerAngus.com for video of sale offering, sale book, and more. Be in Ashland on May 13th or bid online at Live Auctions TV or SuperiorClickToBid.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.